Here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Rich McCann. Welcome, everybody. It's kind of a dreary Saturday, but that's okay. They're saying Sunday is going to be absolutely gorgeous. The parade has started. I know our people from Mix, my dear friend Kat is out there. She's braving the weather to be in the parade. I haven't been in a parade in years. It's been a long time, I'll admit that. Though I was telling somebody the other day, okay, first of all, my buddy Boo. Remember Boo? Boo always sends me little messages. He says, someday I hope I'm as smart as you are, which is really sweet. But the thing is, truth be told, I'm not that smart. It's not that I'm smart. It's just that I remember stuff. That's all. And I was talking to somebody about the parade the other day, and I was like, you know what? I remember I was probably like five years old in Cumberland. Yeah, and if you've never been to Cumberland, it's a cute little town. But if you we're driving along, I missed Cumberland. It was a tiny little town, but I remember my parents decided they were going to build a float for the parade, and so went on a trailer, and we're all waving and everything. And my aunt, who I haven't seen in years, they made a Jack in the Box so she could pop out of this box and then pop back in, pop out of the box, pop back in. Here's the difference between today's kids and when I was a child. Because today I was talking to somebody about, they're collecting and donating bikes to the Christmas mother, and they all get helmets. Every bike gets a helmet. And I said, when I was a kid, I didn't wear a helmet on my bike. I remember distinctly, this is true, to get home, because it was a truck with a trailer. My parents just took, because we had all these big stuffed animals around the float, they all threw them in the Jack in the Box and then threw me into the box and closed the lid. And I drove home in a box on the back of a trailer. Oh, it's amazing. I'm alive. Absolutely stunning. Who could have figured it? But one day I'm going to tell you, I made a list of all the things that happened to me before I was age like 7. And it's again, amazing I'm alive. Hey, 345-1140, Kathy in Prince George.
Oh, I appreciate your taking this call.
That's kind of my job.
We're having a mildew problem. This is something totally new to our house. Our house is 20 years old. It's in an upstairs bathroom that's rarely used, except that's where I blow dry my hair. It started in the tank of the toilet. Just randomly opened the tank, and it was full of mildew. Got rid of that with Clorox and scrubbing. The next thing, above the window, there is a ceiling vent.
Yes.
Mold around the ceiling vent.
Yes.
I had the people that service the heat pumps and the furnace come out and look. They were up in the attic, can't find any leakage. Opened the storage closet upstairs in the bonus room, and the whole interior of this closet door is filled with mildew. Now, this closet backs up to an eave, but we do have a rather poor door that we can close off the eave part. But my husband got the mildew off, and we could have something going on here. Nothing downstairs, nothing anyplace else in the house.
Okay, so in the bathroom, inside the, because you just threw a lot at me, and I'm sorry to say, I wasn't taking notes. Okay, in the toilet tank, we see that all the time. That's pretty much standard operating procedure. It's a closed space full of water. Temperatures change around it. It tries to evaporate naturally. It can't go anywhere. It falls back down into the toilet. Happens to everybody, I guarantee. If I open up the tank on my Ultramax, I'm going to end up with some kind of mold in there. So don't worry about that. Do you need to get that call?
My husband's going to get it.
Okay, good. That means you have a landline. Wow.
Yeah, can you believe?
No, I don't. Nobody has a landline anymore.
I'm sorry?
That's okay. The mold over top of the window.
Yes.
That is warm air that is blowing onto cold glass. And so you are going to have a certain amount of moisture condensed there?
Yeah, but this was before we were using heat. We've just recently started using heat. You know, we went from AC to nothing for a little bit, and then heat pump.
Okay, so you're...
So I would say this started during the AC period. That would have been cold air coming in.
Yeah, but there was hot glass. Still,
okay.
So
all right, I've got
we're
that.
We're just flipping this. We're flipping the script.
Okay.
But either way, we've got two things that are conflicting with each other and fighting for domination. As far as the closet, there I can feel your pain because this week I have a closet in Casa de McCann that's at the very front of the house that backs up to the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
It has no heat inside of it whatsoever. It stays very, very cold.
Right.
And after, I'll admit it, 4 years of it just being a catch-all, I opened up that closet this week and cleaned it all out. And, yeah, I had mildew on all kinds of stuff, including one of my favorite leather jackets. And
terrific.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, how many pairs of shoes do you own there, Kathy?
How many pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
Maybe 10.
Okay. I guarantee I own more jackets than that.
Okay,
jackets and coats. My wife looked at me. She's like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry." And then I found out I have more bags than she has. So that's a terrible thing too. I don't know what it is, and it's all like backpacks and stuff. But really, what it comes down to is just temperature differentials. Moisture builds up in places that are getting the exact opposite of what you're getting. You know, if you're nice and warm inside, and that's being exposed to cold, then we have condensation. What you need to do in the closet is they make these bags. You can pick them up in any of the hardware stores or Big Blues, and it's a moisture bag. It just sits there and soaks up moisture from the air.
Okay.
We've
never had this problem before, and I assume this is all related maybe to the heavy rains.
That and global warming.
Oh, please.
Yeah, and
moving
right along. But this has been the wettest year on record. I have water in my basement. I've never had water in my basement. My house is almost 100 years old. So that is going to be part
of it. Well, I was looking at this more like a health issue, but you think not.
You know, when it comes to mold, spores, fungus, and that type of thing, everybody's really different. Like, I know people that have allergies. That are just, in the spring of the year and in the fall of the year, eat them alive. I was talking to my buddy Jeff Katz, and, in the fall we have ragweed, I think it is, or it might be oak. I can't remember. And he looked like death warmed over. He's like, I am just miserable. Whereas my buddy Aaron Trimmer, who used to be my boss here, for allergy season in the spring, I just avoided him. I avoided him like the plague. Because he looked like he'd been reincarnated as a rag. It was awful. So the mold, the spores, the fungus, all that kind of stuff, it's more of an individual thing. What you want to do is keep those places dry. That bathroom upstairs, does it stay closed up?
No, it's open, but it's just a rarely used bathroom.
Okay, you might have to do a little
Well, the fellow that came out with the mold in the ceiling in the toilet said that I need to run the water in the tub, the double sinks, flush the toilet at least once a week.
Yeah, well, that's just that's to keep the traps full.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if I buy his theory that the water from the traps is evaporating and causing these problems. If the water was evaporating out of the traps, you'd smell sewer gas. Okay, so what I would advise, he's right, you got to pour water in from time to time, keep the door open, and get one of those moisture bags for your closet, or you know what else works, but you have to go someplace where you can buy rice in those big burlap bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And hang a bag of burlap bag rice in there, and that'll suck up a lot of the moisture. Other than that,
I think I'll go with the moisture bag.
Okay, that, or you can turn the whole thing into a humidor.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Start smoking cigars.
There
and I'll have a place to keep them.
Hey, there's
wonderful.
Kathy, there's nothing sexier than a woman smoking a cigar.
It's a woman with a baseball cap with a ponytail.
Oh. I just got married. Don't be playing with my heartstrings like that. Kathy,
anyway, I appreciate the information. I'm glad to know that it's not a health issue.
Now, if it's not affecting you, you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday.
I plan on. Thank you, Kathy. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget, download the radio.com app. So you can listen to the show wherever you go. And to those of you saying, Richard, what about the podcast? Jordan's working on it. So don't fret. There are podcasts to be had at WRVA.com. Hey, Jordan, any chance that you got the parade on in there in the booth?
Not. No.
Okay, I'm seeing it out of the corner of my eye. I'm a fan for. Okay. Look, I would rather watch the Richmond Parade than the Macy's Parade day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so disappointed. Back when I was a kid, Macy's Parade was like this.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not one to be critical.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said that with a straight face. I'm not one to be critical, and I would rather light a candle than curse the darkness. But the Grand Marshal is a guy in a Snoopy costume. I'm just saying, we could have done couldn't we gotten a Redskin in here or a, I mean, I was Grand Marshal of a parade one time. I mean, even I'm better than a guy in a Snoopy costume. Just saying. I mean, I know we've done better in the past. I got to figure somebody was scrambling. Like, okay, so is our guy going to come? No, he fell through. Okay, what about this celebrity? No. Snoopy! Yeah, we'll do Snoopy! Snoopy would be awesome! oh, me. 3451140. But you know what? Like I said, Mix, our sister station Mix is out there. And they're doing a Hogwarts theme float, which looked pretty cool. My stepson, he's getting married in March. How old does that make me feel? And I was like, so what are you doing for the honeymoon? You know, are you going to Jamaica? Or he's like, no, we are going to Disney World to the Hogwarts. Or is it Universal for the Hogwarts? Is it Universal? They want to go see the Harry Potter Hogwarts for their honeymoon. And you know what? Can't criticize it. I'd do that. I guarantee when they open Star Wars World, I'm going. I don't know who'll be. Matt Demline will be there faster than me, though. He'll do the Florida run in 12 parsecs. You watch. 3451140. Someone called me during the earlier show, and they were asking about their water heater, which is something, fortunately, we haven't talked about in a while, but it did get me thinking. He was like, what kind of maintenance should I do on that? And you know what? There's a couple of things, but I always take calls first. Rush in Richmond.
Yes, hello. I've got a 4-foot square skylight with a cracked plastic dome. Do you know anyone that works on those?
Yes, I do.
Great. Yeah, I need some help.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? That was the question. I just answered it. No, my buddy Kirk Akey at Akey's Home Improvement, they replace skylights all the time. Let me guess, it's one of those ones from like the 70s?
Yeah, 20 years old.
Oh, that shouldn't have cracked. Those things were better 20 years ago. But, yeah. But,
yeah, the dome, I think a bird flew into it or something. It's got a spider crack, you know, where something hit it hard.
Rush, turn off your radio. That's just
okay. I got it off.
There we go. I'll yell at Jordan for not telling you to do it later. Things fall on them. Yeah, they're exposed to the sun and they're plastic, so they do get brittle. So I'm actually surprised more skylights don't get cracked. But call Kirk You know, you need somebody that knows both roofing and windows at the same time. And that's where I would go with it.
How do you spell that?
I'm going to spell it once. All right?
Okay.
A-I-K-E-Y apostrophe S.
Got it.
All right. You know, Rush, when I saw your name, I was really hoping that, you know, when it says where you were calling from, I was hoping he was going to say Florida, because I was like, Rush is calling me? But
No, R-U-S-S, Russ.
Oh, Russ. Okay. All right. I got all excited.
Yeah, I listen to him, too.
All right, Russ, you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. 345-1140 is how you get through to the home show. Also, follow me on Facebook. I put up some crazy stuff all week long. The one from the last show, if you didn't hear it, we had a woman that broke wind in a Family Dollar, and when somebody said something about it, she threatened to gut him. That's not nice. That is no way to behave in a Family Dollar. What is wrong with her? Oh, that's right. It was in Florida. So check me out on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And, of course, download podcasts from WRVA.com. My name is Richard McCann, and this is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. Jumping back in, 345-1140. Tony in Chesterfield.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Richard, I had some repairs done on my water sewer line a couple months ago.
Wait, which one, water or sewer?
I think it's the same thing.
No.
Well, the water.
Okay, because sewer, you shouldn't, shouldn't drink water out of the sewer. It's bad for you.
I know. Anyway, they had to dig a hole next to the water meter on the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And said the county would have to come inspect their work. Okay, the county did that.
Okay.
October the 22nd. Now I can't come. They won't come back to fill the hole. Can I do that myself? I mean, isn't
The county came out and said you're good.
Yes.
Fill in the hole.
Okay.
And I bet you I know exactly what went wrong with your water service. They pulled out like this gray plastic coupling, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah. You know what? I actually complained to Chesterfield County. It has to be 6 or 8 years ago, 10 years ago about that, because they made those things legal to connect water services, and they're not designed to go in the ground.
Really?
Yeah. So
I have been to thank for it.
I even asked them. I was like, how can we change the code? This was years ago, and they said, man, you just missed the deadline. So
how convenient.
That's what it is. But, I mean, yeah, fill the hole in. If they said it's cool, it's cool. Rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Okay. Bye. 345-1140. Todd and Glenn Allen. Now, try it again, Todd.
Yeah, you there, Richard?
I am. I'm still working on this stupid new phone system. Okay, go ahead.
All right, brother. Look, I got a crown on top of my chimney. It's all broke up, deteriorated. I just need a recommendation on somebody to come out here and shut the old one down, put a new one up.
Last chimney company I dealt with, and understand, I'm real particular about chimney companies, because there's too many of them out there where, you know, somebody worked for a good chimney company for a couple of weeks and said, I can do this, and went off on their own. I used Chimney Saver Solutions.
Awesome. I've been told good things about them guys. I just wanted another opinion.
Yeah, I mean, when they sponsored this show for a while, and I don't let anybody sponsor the show until I meet them, see their facility, and, you know, and I was really impressed with them, so give them a shot.
Will do, man. Thank you so much, buddy.
No problem, Todd. Go forth and home improve. 345. We are busy. Jordan, are you just lining them up like Rockettes out there? 345-1140. And this would be Ben in Chesterfield.
Hey, I'm calling about, I've just bought a new property, and in the bathroom, there's a hole in the wall. Probably about, I don't know, 2 feet, 2.5 feet above the toilet seat. I'm not sure what that is there for. there's actually, you can see the closet space on the other side of it. That's, I mean, the wall's probably, it looks like 2 inches thick. It's really weird. Is there any reason why that would be there?
There could have been a leak. Are there any pipes in it?
No, I don't see any pipes. It's just a clean hole with like a...
You mean it's cut to square?
Yeah, it's cut like a square, but it's a hole because it looks like almost a gasket material up in there to make it a circle. My son told me it was a glory hole, but I don't
okay, that's,
know what that is.
Let's not go there. Who knows? I have no idea why people do what they do to some houses. It just is ridiculous. They could have been thinking about putting in some kind of inset shelving. They could have had a mirror, a light. Who knows? Patch it.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks a lot, man.
Yes, sir. 345. Whew. 1140. Ken in Williamsburg.
Yes, Richard, I always hear your show and I need some guidance on two items.
Okay.
My daughter just lost a condo because the other person said they wouldn't ask for a home inspection. Now, don't you recommend that a home inspection be done?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing about real estate. For the longest time, it was buyer beware. You know, you're buying this place, but it's on you. I'm selling it as is, where is. And so many people, got the short end of the stick on that, that people started hiring home inspectors, which eventually became an industry unto itself. I do it. And, I strongly recommend anytime someone asks, me to help them buy a house through my real estate office, I say, let's get a home inspection. Now, I cannot inspect a house that I'm selling or buying, if that sounds weird. But I can go and inspect a house for somebody else. But, if you don't get an inspection, then it's on the buyer. It's completely on them. If something goes kablooey as soon as they move in, tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, that was my first one, and I appreciate that because I didn't let her buy it without a home inspection.
Oh, absolutely. Wait a minute. You're
a bad guy.
To get this straight, your daughter wanted to buy the place and didn't want to get a home inspection?
No, I told her you get a home inspection, but the seller said she has a bidder that is not going to get a home inspection, so I gave it to him.
Oh, yeah, then go ahead. You know what?
It was like hiding something.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my thought. They are hiding something. They know something's wrong, and they don't want you to know about it.
Yes, that's what I felt. So made me look good in front of my daughter. And then the other question was this. I never saw it like it in my life. In the wall, going to the kitchen, there was this pull-up board. And when I pulled it out, inside, there was like... I would say, without kidding, 12, six on each side of plastic with copper piping and shutoff valves.
Yes.
That seemed frozen. I don't know if that was all plumbing or electricity, too.
No, it probably, what year was the house built?
I guess it was 28 years ago.
All right. So, more than once. The plumbing industry has tried to convince us plumbers to build a house on a manifold system. All right. So that manifold of valves was supposed to turn off. One was for the hot water on the kitchen sink. One was for the cold water on the kitchen sink. One's for the hot water on the tub and blah, blah, blah. And that way we only had to run like a 3/8 line instead of running 3/4 and then upgrading to half, downgrading to 1/2 inch and as it goes. They've been trying to feed us those manifold systems for decades. I know my dad and I put in one on Franklin Street probably in 86, 87.
Right.
It was not good. Your plumbing just becomes a spaghetti mess.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, those valves have never been turned off, so now they're frozen in place.
I think they are. All right. I'm glad we lost that house then.
Yeah.
Or the condo.
Let me tell you, here's my thing about condos, homes, whatever. And I tell this to people all the time, whether I'm their realtor or I'm their inspector. There's another house. There's always another mm-hmm. house. There's always another condo. You know, I don't. And the worst thing I've ever heard was when I do an inspection, I say that it's a nightmare, and one or the other says, "But I love it."
Mm-hmm.
And then they yell at me yeah. 2 months later because they bought a crappy house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this. Again, you made me look good. That's what a father always wants, to look good in front of the daughter, even though she's sad that she lost it. But I think it was going to be a headache.
That tell her, Richard McCann says, there's another condo, there's another house, don't worry about it.
That's what I said. We think the same, but I'm much older than you, Richard. I enjoy your show, and I enjoy the advice you give people. I listen to it every Saturday. Okay. And I caught you in the morning, too. Well, I get up early sometimes.
You know, Ken, what I say, it's not the age. It's the mileage. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's not, no, it's not the age. It's the mileage. There's a few too many miles. I'll be honest. Kirk in Chesterfield.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Question about the carbon monoxide. What's the difference between the detector and a monitor?
By the time the detector goes off, there's a chance you'd be dead.
Okay, so I need to buy a monitor.
Yes, sir. That way you can keep track of the what carbon monoxide levels are in your home, and it will come with literature to tell you when you need to be concerned.
Okay, I live in a townhouse, bedrooms upstairs, gas furnace and hot water heater in a closet in the kitchen. Where do I install the monitor?
One downstairs in the ceiling close to the furnace, and another one upstairs at the top of the stairs.
All right, so I need to buy two.
Yes.
Great.
I mean, you're going to spend money on them, but it's worth it. I mean, I had one I paid $165 for. I was talking to Bremac about it. I said, yeah, I paid $165 for it. They said, when? I said, like, I don't know, 10 years ago? They said, throw it away. They only last for like 5 years.
Oh, okay. Good to know that.
All right, Kirk, go forth and home improve, son.
All right. Thanks for everything you do there.
Not a problem. That is my job, and I love my job. And for those of you who are new to the show, I mean, it's like Stan Lee said, every comic book is somebody's first comic book. Well, every home show is somebody's first home show. So I want to say this. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. That's Richard McCann, McKANN. We are right here. News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio. WRVA. Hey, Jordan, do you and your lady, you ever go to the movies anymore?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really? I honestly don't think I've been to a movie theater in like 2 years.
I had Movie Pass, which was last summer it got real popular. It was called Movie Pass, and you paid $9.99 a month, and it basically gave you this MasterCard, like debit card.
Sure.
And you would go to the theater, and you could go to any movie you wanted you could go to one movie a day, any movie you wanted to see at the theater and pay $9.99 a month.
Didn't that crash and burn?
Yeah. Well, they started, because people started abusing it and the company started losing money on it. So then, like, I think earlier in the summer, they changed it. They at first rolled out different tiered plans, and then they limited it. They said, you can only go to like 3 free movies a month. And then I don't know.
You couldn't go to new releases either,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you couldn't do like 3D or anything like that. And then now I think it's still you pay $9.99 and you can go to like a movie, like one movie a month or one movie a week or something. And then for any additional movies, you have to pay an extra fee or something. But I don't pay. I'm they my membership ended, so I was just like, meh.
I was, you remember last week we were talking about how you get older, things change when certain things affect you?
Yeah.
Have you seen this the trailer for Welcome to Marwen?
Yes.
Okay. I every time, I'm glad that my wife is out of the room when it comes on, because I'm just sitting there going, it's so beautiful. And so during our break between shows, I was back talking to Mr. Gary Powell, the very finger on the pulse of the news. I said, dude, have you seen the trailer for this movie? He's like, no. And we pulled it up. Dude was misty like nobody.
Yeah. Steve Carell, man.
That's going to
it's going to be good.
I'm going to have to watch it at home. Cuz it's just going to be nothing but blubbering men all in the theater like, oh, I got something in my eye. Yeah, me too. I got something in my eye too. Must be something in the air. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's tough, man. It's tough.
I got the feels so bad. 345-1140. No, I have not been drinking. Stop that. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. So, like I said, projects around the house. That's my whole goal. I'm nesting. And so now I've got a project that is going to be tough because I need to run electricity into the bathroom. Right now, there isn't. I mean, okay, there's a light that has a receptacle in it, kind of. You know, and it's good for charging my shaver. Yes, I have a shaver. No, I don't use it. But I mean, that's about it. And what I need is I need a receptacle down low next to the water closet. Why? Well, it's because I got a new toilet seat. I got a call from one of my friends at Vamac. They said, we have something for you. I said, awesome. What is it? They said, it is a, do you have a toe toilet? I'm like, yeah, I got the Ultramax. I've had it for a long time. This toilet, actually pretty old at this point. I've rebuilt it at least twice since I've installed it. And so they gave me a toilet seat. And well, it's kind of special in a couple of different ways. See, it's made by Toto. And if you don't know, the Japanese take their commodes very seriously, and this is a serious toilet seat. Hold on, let me take this quick, real quick. There we go. Hey, Steve in Richmond.
Yeah, I was calling because I've got some wires running into a room of my house.
Most people do. Hey,
yeah, and it's hooked to two little bags. It looks like they look like you put walnuts in them, and I don't know what the heck this is.
Wait. Are you messing with me? Steve? Hello?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm outside, so.
Okay, so when you say bags, like paper bags, plastic bags, what are you talking about?
No, it looks like when I plug this thing in, it'll shock you. So I've taken it out and just stuck it in the box, but I don't know what it could be used for. Is it go with a piece of equipment there? Is it supposed to be in the house?
You know what? This is honestly one of those the downsides to radio. I can't see it. I don't know. I please send a picture to my Facebook page, and I will definitely be able to answer the question or at least do my best. But is it a cloth bag?
Well, I guess biggest thing I could compare it to is that like steel wool, you know, something that you would scrub, you know, something with like an abrasive substance.
How old's the house?
Oh, golly.
Probably
30 years old.
I was working 30 years ago. I have no idea what you're talking about. Send me, seriously, send me some pictures, post them on my Facebook page, and I'll as soon as I see it, I'll do my best to tell you what it is.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem. What? Steel? No, that doesn't make sense. All right, so the toilet I'm installing is actually going to save me money because I have learned something, because now I live with a girl. Go through toilet paper so quickly. The new toilet seat does this. It acts as a bidet. That's nice. Okay. But let's back up. Here's what happens. Once it's installed and you have power running to it and water, water has to run to it. As you approach it, it opens to greet you. And it does a quick pre-rinse of the toilet bowl. Runs a little water around it. No problem. It is heated. And I can pick the temperature I want it heated to. So, you ever sit down on a cold toilet seat? Not this time. And then after you are done, okay, there's no done. You can select the temperature of the water that you want to wash your backside. And then it blow dries. Look, I'm going to save a fortune on toilet paper, but getting electricity into that room with walls that are like 3.5 inches thick of thin set and tile, that is going to be a pain. But you know what? Once it's all installed, I'll let you know how it goes. I just like I don't think it has air freshener built into it, but I wouldn't be surprised. Just saying. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And please give me a call with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. Let me know what's going on in your world and your community. This is The Home Show.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through on this chilly, damp Saturday. Don't worry, tomorrow is going to be gorgeous. That's one of the things I love about Virginia. It will be just, what's the weather like? It's 35 and rainy. What's the weather like tomorrow? 82 degrees. It's going to happen. I'm going outside tomorrow because I've been trapped in the house. I don't like it. What I've been trying to do is, get the place ready for us to really be locked in. Let's face it. Yeah, it's cold, but it's not that cold yet. But it could be. I've heard all kinds of different things. We're going to get a lot of rain. We're going to get a lot of cold. Then I've heard, it's going to be rainy, but it's going to be a warm winter. I'm down with that. Anything to save a couple of bucks on my heating bill, please. I'll take a warm winter. I'm up for it. It was kind of a cool summer. Wasn't that hot. But I've been working around the house, and one of the things I was using was this article I found and posted on my Facebook page. And it was talking about cleaning tips that every germaphobe needs to know. Now, again, I'm not a germaphobe. You can't even come close to doing what I've done for a living most of my life and be a germaphobe. It's not going to happen. I mean, I've met germaphobes. I know people, they won't shake hands. They carry hand sanitizer with them at all times. And you know what? That's your monkey, your circus. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. Probably, using too much hand sanitizer is not healthy. They've already said that. A good amount of germs is healthy for you. Kids, when they're younger, putting stuff in their mouths. I've read articles say, kids that keep putting stuff in their mouth, believe it or not, is actually healthy. They're getting small doses of bacteria and building up a tolerance. That would explain a lot about my family. There's a lot of us. Try to get some away from them. We're all healthy as oxes. So I found this article, 7 Cleaning Tips That Every Germaphobe Needs to Know, and I posted it up on my page on Facebook. And some of them I'm really, really bad at. And in fact, most of them I'm pretty darn guilty. And the first one they say is, do the dishes. Don't just leave them in the sink. I'm notorious. I am absolutely notorious for, I'll get it later. I'm letting it soak. Yeah, it'll be easier to clean later when I don't do it then either. I'm notorious for doing it. But I've been getting better. Part of it was came back from vacation to an absolutely filthy house, and it was my fault. And so I put the effort in, and now I'm trying to keep it that way. I tell the little lady, hold me to it. I've got to keep this place clean. But it turns out by leaving dishes in the sink, stuff can start to grow in there and grow quickly, especially if it's you have a heating system close by. If you go into a lot of kitchens, not all, but I've seen quite a few where there's a heating vent right near the sink. And so you've got hot air and water and food bits. Yeah, that's funk waiting to happen. And if you don't believe me, I usually keep a dishpan. You know, very British that way. Quite British. I keep it because I have a single sink. It's a big sink, but it's a single sink. And so I have the one pan for like soaking and washing, then I rinse on the other, you know, the rest of the sink. If I leave that in there overnight with the radiator sitting underneath my sink like I do, the next morning it's like I'm growing, you know, jailhouse hooch or something. It's awful. So one thing to do is don't leave the sinks lying around, the dishes lying around in the sink. But what else they bring up, and I don't think about it, again, just didn't occur to me, does now, is scrub down the sink when you're done doing your dishes. I gave her a thorough cleaning yesterday, and I'm going to have to keep up with that. Every time I do the dishes, make sure I wipe out the sink. Another thing they brought up, and this I said earlier, but I'll bring it up again. They said the dirtiest part of your bathroom, not the toilet seat. You'd think it'd be the toilet seat. Why wouldn't it be the toilet seat? No, it's actually the faucets and drains in your bathroom. Those things are gross. Think about it. What do? You use the facilities, then you got to wash your hands, right? Well, what are you touching with your dirty hands? Mm-hmm. And see, for me, I really noticed it when I started seeing this little orange film growing around my faucet handles, the faucet neck, and down in the drain itself. You want to, every couple times a week, spray those things down with some disinfectant spray and wipe them down. That's going to prevent those nasty little bugs to get back on your clean hands. Another thing that they said to me, and I'm good about this one. I have to say, all right, here's a story, and it's true. And I'm not embarrassed. Remember, always tell the truth, and there's no shame in my game. Before I met my wife, I barely owned a pillow and, I hate to say it, a set of sheets. I think I owned like a regular sheet. It wasn't even fitted. And, I was a bachelor. I just didn't care. Went through some stuff for a couple of years, and nobody needs to know about all that, but I just didn't care. What do I care? I'm sleeping on a sheet. Okay, good. And so when I met her and I started dating, I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe I should start living like a human being. And one of the things it says on this list, and we forget to do it as often as we should, is change the sheets. Now, they're saying change them once a week, maybe even more. I mean, in the summertime, we easily change the sheets twice a week because I have high blood pressure and I sweat. And that stuff with the body oils and everything like that, it's just a place for all kinds of funky stuff to grow. I also advise you, Wash your pillows. The pillows, they need to be washed, you know, at least once a month, and every 3 years, get rid of them. Believe it or not, after 3 years, your pillow is one-third of its weight is you. But here's the kicker. Here's the one, and I didn't even think about it until literally last night, is I was looking at this list, and it said, what are you doing about the blanket on the sofa? I never think about that stupid thing. I don't use it, but she does, and the cats do, and I probably haven't washed that thing in months. So I guess that's something else I'm going to have to do when I get home, is I'm going to wash that stinking blanket. Hopefully it'll come clean. Hopefully, actually, it doesn't fall apart. That's what I'm really worried about, is this nylon blanket just falling to pieces. Like, darn it. There it goes. Oh, well. Some more things I've been doing, and some great things on this list. Like I said, you can follow me on Facebook and find it on my page. Because, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting older. Maybe I'm starting to care more. Maybe it's, you know, maybe I'm just nesting. It's possible. I'm getting ready for fall. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. Tell me what's going on in your world. With any luck, next week we're going to have a very special guest on the early show. So make sure you tune in 6 to 8, 10 till noon on News Radio WRVA. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Harley.
Good morning.
What can I do for you in Chesterfield?
Yes, sir. I got a new hot water heater put in and a new faucet. And now what's happening is, well, to start with, the hot water heater they put in, I started having problems with it. As soon as they put it in, they had to put a new element in it.
Brand new out of the box?
A brand new water heater, the box was there, a brand new water heater out of the box. They put it in. We started having problems with it. They put it in, left, and then I called them back. They came in, changed the element in it. And I should have told them then I wanted a new one, but I didn't. But anyway,
Harley, before you get too far on that, and I have seen, plumbers do this. Knock on wood, I haven't done it yet. But every now and then, a plumber will get a little bit ahead of himself, and they install the new water heater, and before they fill it, they turn the power onto it, and that will burn out an element. So that's something that could have happened.
Okay.
All right?
All right. And then second of all, now it's taking a hot water heater a while for it to heat up in the morning or when we turn it on, and I'm getting air in my line. I checked for leaks. I looked all through the house. I looked at the new faucet they put in. I looked where the water heater is, and I can't find where any air is coming in. But every time I turn the faucet on to begin, it'll go book, 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 like it's got air in it. And then it'll clear up.
It'll go like what?
It'll make noises and jump like it's got air in it.
Huh. And is this at every faucet in the house?
Just the new one I put in. He's thinking, the plumber's thinking it might be the faucet that he put in. Something's wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be that it came, with, it's got a loose washer in it. It's possible. Not probable, but it's possible. Or you're getting a little bit of air hammer in that thing. It's opening too quickly. That's, again, the thing. And, I've been watching these guys now. I've never done this. But I've seen plumbers are now putting expansion tanks on their water heaters. And they're telling me it's for it helps prevent air hammer. So that might be something it needs also. I mean, you paid him good money. It's still under warranty. Have him come out.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming. I was just wondering what to look for when he comes. I am on a well.
You're on a well?
I am on a well.
Okay.
And I got a holding tank, and all that seems to be working good.
All right. How old is the holding tank? Yeah. See,
it's about 6 years old.
Okay. That's not bad. I mean, could it have ruptured? Yeah, it's possible. How old's the pump?
The pump has been there since the Island Highway. That's been there since 1988.
What? Okay, so it's been there since I was in high school.
Yeah, been there a while, 1988.
That's a good pump. That's all I got to say about that. Look, have the plumber come back. He, you know, he owes you the comeback, obviously. As far as the element burning out, that could have been anything. It could have been the fact they turn, you know, someone flipped the switch, they got too anxious. I've seen it happen. It'll melt the element right out of it right there because they need the water around it to dissipate the heat.
Right.
As far as the faucet, it sounds like you're getting a little bit of air hammer in that. Have you undone the aerator off the end of it and see if it still does it when that's not on it?
Yes, you're talking about the little nozzle right off the end of the faucet?
I'm talking about this. Yeah, that has the screens in it.
Correct. I took that off and cleaned it all up, make sure everything was not anything on there, anything closed, and I put that back on it. Yes, sir, it still does it.
Well, the last thing I'll say, and this happens all the time, when we install water heaters, we have to turn off the water, and we have to drain the system. And if you're on a well, the pipes are all lined with, like, well, trash, essentially.
Yes, sir.
And those pipes dry out, and when you turn them back on, that stuff gets washed out. It's entirely possible that when they changed out the water heater and drained down the hot water side, some trash got loose and came up into the faucet.
Okay.
All right. So all I'm saying is don't be too hard on the guy, but, you know, understand you paid good money for it and you do want it to work right.
Yeah, no. I'm not gonna be hard on him or anything. I just want to know what to look for, what he's telling me, and I want to kind of understand it myself or what he's talking about.
And that's essentially what this show is all about.
All right. All right, I appreciate it.
Good luck, Harley.
You have a good day.
All right. Uh-huh. You know, Jordan, I was so hoping that Harley was going to be a female caller because I was going to ask her if her last name was Quinn. Her middle name. I've only heard of one. That's Kevin Smith named his daughter Harley Quinn Smith.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, my best friend up in D.C., their little girl is like 4.5, 5.
Mm-hmm.
And when they announced her birth, they said, "Here's our baby, Kara." And I called him up. I'm like, "Really, dude?" He goes, "What?" I said, "Really, dude?" He goes, "What?" You can hear him. You know, when someone's talking, you can hear him smiling.
Yeah.
I said, "Am I the only one that got this so far?" He went, "Yeah." I was the only one that realized he named his daughter Supergirl. 345-1140 is the phone number. Give me a call. Let me know what's going on in your world right here. News Radio WRVA 1140 AM 96.1 FM and streaming on the radio.com app. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Bernie in Chesterfield.
Hey, what's going on there, Richard?
Not too much, Bernie. What can I do for you?
Hey, look, my new lady, she lives in a townhouse in Western Henrico. A few weeks ago, her downstairs toilet, when you flush it, the bowl bubbles like a, you know, failing bidet, I guess.
Yeah.
And she's had two plumbers out there. The first one from the home warranty said that it was a venting issue, he did nothing to fix the issue.
Uh-huh.
The second plumber came out. He did nothing, and he says that she needs a new toilet. What do you think?
The first one is right. It's a venting issue.
That's what I thought. That's what everybody I talked to said. I can't see. And it's the downstairs toilet, and one of the upstairs toilets, you know, does it just a little bit, not as dramatically as the one downstairs.
Mm-hmm. So here's my question.
So you do
absolutely. In fact, I was talking to one of the plumbing inspectors, and we were talking about bubbling toilets. He goes, if it glurks when you flush it, you got a venting issue. Now my question is, did they charge her for doing nothing?
The home warranty people did, but she got refunded, and she even told him that she thought it was I mean, venting issue. Dude was there 5 minutes. Charger, $100.
Now, see, that's just not cool.
I know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. And I'm saying this to everybody listening. If someone shows up at your house and looks at the problem and they don't do anything, but they did come all the way out there, you know, toss them $20 for gas. I'm down with that. I've had people do that. But yeah. Even though when I was in business, I said, no. I came, I looked. And people that charge for estimates drives me absolutely batty.
Right.
So what I'm going
to – And one more question for you real quick.
Yeah.
That rat poison that you're talking about that just incinerates the rats, that's called deceased, right?
Is decease. It doesn't incinerate them. That would be cool.
Well, I mean – Right.
It eviscerates them. Means it just dries them up.
Is that just a strip or is it a powder?
It is a pouch. I pick it up at Champion Saddlery up in Doswell. But you're in Chesterfield. They have a branch out there in Midlothian. And the neat thing about it is you just take these little pouches and you just chuck them into, you know, hard to get to spaces. And I don't know what's in it, but the mice and rats love it, and they just tear into it and go for it.
All right, and that's good for outdoor use.
I think that if it gets wet, it's going to turn into a puddle.
Okay, all right, I got you. So from what you think, it is a venting issue and decease. All right, thank you.
You are welcome, sir. 345-1140. Yeah. People are starting to pay attention. It only took 16 years. Hey, still going over some of these cleaning tips because, hey, I've been doing them. And this is the one that really got me this week. Like I said, I have a hall closet right there at the beginning, at the entrance and of the house. And it just became a catch-all. I mean, it was literally just full of junk. And while digging through it and cleaning it out, I realized – not only is there junk, but there's good stuff in here, and it's starting to be affected by moisture because I never opened up that closet. It just turned into this cold little space where stuff started to grow. I'll tell you more in a minute. Betty in Richmond.
I am looking for a master carpenter.
Okay.
What I need... hinges on my front door.
Okay, what you need, hinges on the front door, or you need hinges on your front door?
No, I need hinges on my front door.
Okay, it was a matter of, I was waiting, there should have been an apostrophe in there that I didn't hear. For little jobs like that, I mean, what's wrong with the hinges you got?
Well, the door is sagging and it needs to be uplifted.
Okay, so you need...
The hinges are worn out.
For a little job, I mean, big job, you're in Richmond, you know, Kirk Akey and his gang, they can definitely take care of that. For little jobs, and the guy isn't paying me a dime, he's just a friend of mine, my buddy Mike Nader does a nice job.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, you have a wonderful Christmas.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. 345-1140. So anyway, they were saying in this article, clean out your closets, because closets, we forget about them. We throw stuff in there and just, it's gone. And so what they were saying is think about your coats. How often do you wash your coat that you wear all winter long? Maybe once. That's a lot of body funk inside that closet. And shoes are the other thing. Shoes, I know all about bad shoes. It wasn't until I started making sure that I had two pairs of boots that I rotate. Like today I'm wearing my Red Wings. And tomorrow I'll wear my 511s. And then I'll just switch back and forth. That gives my shoes a chance to breathe and dry out. Otherwise, I kid you not, I had one pair of boots. And I thought I hadn't cleaned the litter box. That's what I thought was going on. They were so gross that I ended using a pet stain killer that I got from Chem Dry. I got it from Chem Dry to destroy the odor. It was awful. Randall and Dinwiddie.
Yes, thank you, Richard. Question, have a cousin over in the edge of Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
She had her insulation under the, her floor of her house was sagging. Some had fallen. And I told her I wasn't able to do it with health issues, but get someone to put the insulation back, and she should be good. Well, the people came in, took out the insulation that was there under the floor, and just sprayed foam around the foundation, covered the vents, and put down 30 mil plastic and charged her a pretty good price.
I bet you it was over $10,000.
It probably was. But the thing of it is, the insulation under there, putting that back would be, I would think, would all be necessary under the house.
Well, here's what happened. Is she paid a company to create a conditioned space. All right, which means once you spray foam those walls, put down the proper vapor barrier, which, did you say 30 mil?
30 mil, that's what they told her. Wow. That's some heavy plastic. I've never heard of 30 mil other than covering silos used to for cattle, but that was the only thing.
The thing is, it's not exactly a plastic. It is a product that is designed to be a vapor barrier, and it's really, it's tough stuff. But once you put that down and spray foam those walls, believe it or not, and this is according to Air Resolutions, my crawl space people, you don't need insulation under the floor.
Okay, well, that's why they took it out there. I just kind of question that, and probably covering the vents.
Absolutely.
Filling the vents.
Yeah, and I mean, believe it or not, they probably also opened up a vent inside of the ductwork to feed heating and air conditioning underneath it.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
I just
had a question. I'm from an old house, and how it's insulated and things, and I just wanted to, and so that's some of the new technology and a new way of doing this.
Yeah, and even saying new, I mean, in the general scope of things, it's not that new. I mean, it's been around 10 years or more.
Okay.
But, you know, once you have that conditioned space, like, okay, perfect example, at my house, I don't have a speck of insulation in my floor, but I have a boiler and I have heating pipes that are running all underneath it. So it acts as a conditioned space.
Got you. Okay. That's what I needed to know. I had a question. You answered it. Thank you very much.
That's my job, sir. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
So anyway, back to cleaning up. Clean out your closets and air them out from time to time. You know, we all have that storage closet that we forget about completely, but this one in particular, the ones in the bedrooms, we open up all the time. Oh, no big deal. This one, never opened it, never needed it. In fact, the cats wanted in it more than I did. When I finally did pull everything out, get rid of all the garbage, the really surprising thing was one of my favorite leather jackets covered in mold. Yeah, you know that white wispy stuff? So now I've got a very beautiful leather jacket that I've got to clean. By the way, for those of you that have leather, and I'm a fan. I've always liked leather because it lasts forever. I'm sorry to all the PETA people listening. I really am. But, you know, we've all had that leather that's been sitting someplace. It's gotten dry. It's started to get cracked. Try to find yourself a product called BlackRock. This was a product. My mom started using this stuff back in the 80s to restore saddles that you know, she bought it. It was in somebody's garage for 10, 15 years. It's all dried up, and she'd give them $5 for it. She'd take it home, and she would treat this stuff, treat the leather with this BlackRock stuff. And I tell you what, I mean, it was like a miracle. It would come, the whole saddle would just come back to life. So I use it on my leather to clean it and keep it supple. You know, I've got leather jackets I've probably owned for 25, 30 years. I'd pass them on to my kids, but I don't have any. My name's Richard McCann. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA. My friend Max just texted me. He's like, how dare you call me a monkey? I'm a germaphobe. I didn't call anybody a monkey. I said, that's your thing. If that's your thing, that's your thing. Solid. That's your monkey. That's your circus. You know, that's all. I wouldn't call anybody a bad name. It's not my style, people. Don't be so sensitive. Seriously. Why are people so... It's almost like people trying to find reasons to be angry. Relax. I'm trying to help people out. By the way, for you germaphobes, one of the things I did read up, and I'm thinking about doing this myself, take off your shoes before you enter your house. I hate taking off my shoes. I like keeping shoes on because I stub my toe every time. But everything that you walk through during the day gets tracked through your house if you keep the shoes on. So, yeah, everybody, you want your house to stay cleaner, take off your shoes. 345-1140. Chuck in Newport News.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Turn off your radio, brother.
Hey, good. Hey, look, I've got a leather jacket and it's got the white mold on it. And I need to clean it and before I use that product you were talking about. What's the best thing to clean that off with?
Well, I mean, with leather, you don't want to put anything that's going to dry it out. I would probably just take a little bit of white vinegar on a paper towel and on a paper towel and wipe it clean. That would be where I would go because, you know, it's a natural product. It's not going to cause you, to dry out the leather. And then, like I said, BlackRock does amazing stuff.
I'm going to get some of that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I remember back in the day, people would like put mink oil on their leather or something like that. Really? No, this BlackRock's up. Now, here's the thing. Chuck, do you have a dog?
Yes.
All right. I don't know what is exactly in BlackRock, but more than once I've seen my mother leave a container sitting open, and she comes back to a dog that's licking its lips in an empty container.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, dogs like some funky stuff, but they love the BlackRock. The other thing, well, you're not going to deal with this, but I remember when the furriers used to come to the farm to trim the feet. Oh, right. The dogs could not wait to get those chunks of hoof that were thrown out. So
that's great.
So be careful. But yeah, you can. I think it's online. You're in Newport News, so I don't know where. You know, look for a leather and tack shop, some place that sells horse apparel, and they should have BlackRock.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Take care. 345-1140. Give me a call. We're running out of time. So let me see. Last but not least, when it comes to keeping your house clean, and this is a big one. This is one that's rather important. In fact, it's so important, I'm going to start it with this. I was one time watching the Family Feud. I was a kid watching the Family Feud, and it was like top five things the dentist tells you to do that you don't do. Hey, Jordan, I'll play that game with you. Top five things a dentist tells you to do. I know what number one and I don't remember what number two is. What's the number one thing dentist tells you to do that most people do not do?
Brush your teeth every day.
You got that right. It was number one. People are like, oh, it must be flossing. Like, no, brush.
Yeah.
But the other thing to keep germs down in your house that people forget about all the time is wash your darn hands. You are touching some of the most vile, nasty stuff at all times, all day. Wash your hands on the regular. I'm not a fan of hand sanitizer. I'm just not. I'm one of those people. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But, I feel that killing too many germs actually leads to superbugs. And they've been talking about that. They say, you know, we're trying to be so clean that our system is actually getting diminished. Our immunity system is getting diminished and not able to fight off disease. And again, I'm one of those people, like, you might call me a conspiracy theorist. I have this conversation all the time. And as much as I've joked about it in the past, I do not want to see the end of the world. I don't want to see anybody suffering. One of the things I'm scared of is superbugs and pandemics. Something that comes in and just wipes out large swaths of the population. I'm terrified of that. Read Stephen King and read The Stand. That book scared the life out of me. So wash your hands. That's what I'm saying. And yeah, do take off your shoes when you go in the house. That's going to be a hard one for me. That's going to be one I'm going to have to work on. Maybe I'll just put in a bench, maybe a place for you. You know, I'll get there. I promise. I will get there. Let me see. My buddy Boo sent me a message. He said, hey, Richard, how much does it cost to advertise on your show? I have no idea. I know that this is the way it works. The radio station has an advertising department, and there are different packages and plans that you can buy. If you have a business you want me to help promote, I'm all for it. You know, the people that have been with me have had really great success. I mean, if you got companies like Bremac that's been with me 10 years, Miracle Method's been around for like 6 or 7, all of these people, they wouldn't stick with me if they didn't make if it didn't make money. And radio advertising, one of the most effective ways to advertise out there. I know I sound like a commercial myself, but it's the truth. Now, I'm going to say this, so you know, I'm not for sale, not in the way you would think. I'm not going to do something just because, you know, you tell me to. If you want to advertise with me on the home show, be it the early show or the later show, or you want to run commercials during the week, if you want to advertise with me, know this. I'm going to come and get to know your company. I'm going to come and get to know you. I'm going to talk to some of your customers. I'm going to do this. And the reason being is, if I decide to hitch my wagon to your horse, that puts me on the line. And unfortunately, people know who I am. People call me on my cell phone because they were angry. I had a woman one time call me up. I was advertising for a flooring company. Fantastic flooring company. Awesome flooring company. Loved working with them. I get a phone call on my cell. It's Richard McCann. I'm like, yes, this is Richard McCann. I want you to come over here and see the job this flooring company did on my house. I'm like, okay. Shouldn't you call them? I want you to see this. She was real indignant about it. And so I went over there, and yeah, sure enough, there was some hardwood that had stood up right at the seams. And I said, well, you got a water leak. There's no water in this area. This is not water leak. This is bad flooring. They did a terrible job. Okay, lady, you know what? I'll crawl underneath. I'll go take a look. I crawled underneath the house, and it wasn't until I got the house that 1 + 1 = 2, and I realized that the earthquake, this has just been after the earthquake, had made her house bounce, and that bounce made the floor rise up. I told her she was a little crazy, but they came out and fixed it anyway. So if you want to advertise with us, just call 1140 WRVA's advertising department. Tell them you want to advertise on the home show with Richard McCann. We'll get together. If we're friends, we'll work something out. Hey, I just want to do what's best for everybody, and so do you. Nobody does a job thinking, I'll do what I can to get by and then, yeah, just move on. That's it. My friends, that is another home show. I am very happy to be here. That is a home show in the can, burned to a disc, and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank Mr. Gary Powell, who's keeping his finger right on the very pulse of the news. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Made my life easier and a lot more fun. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Tell your friends about the show. Download podcasts from WRVA.com. And don't forget the radio.com app. I'll be back here next Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 to noon, on The Home Show.